a city will always change for you once you fall in love in it. And then different parts of the city belong to you and that person that you were in love with.
From NPR and Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. And today, Jessica Salgado's love poem to Los Angeles. Today, we're sharing something bite-sized, dear listener, a little audio palate cleanser. It comes from our recurring series, How I Made It, which are stories behind Latino creators and the work they make. Today, we hear from Jessica Salgado. She's a Los Angeles-based Salvadoran poet. And her newest book, Corazón, or Heart, is an intimate look at her childhood, her parents' home country of El Salvador, and her personal experiences of love and loss as a self-described fat brown woman living in L.A. Jessica breaks down for us one of her poems from Corazón entitled, What I Know. Here's Jessica.
What I know. 1. Are the bus routes that take you in and out of downtown Los Angeles. 2. The names of every street between Silver Lake and Echo Park. The poem was written as a list of things that I know, right? And I'm like, what do I know better than my own city? But even in when listing the things that I know of my city, it became things that I know of myself and then things that I don't know because my city's changing. 3. What each corner was before the gentrification. I grew up like really, really immersed in this Southern California Latinx community. And then slowly in my preteen and teen years, things started changing and my neighborhood started slowly turning into a new neighborhood. It felt like my world was kind of closing in smaller and smaller until eventually I looked up and I didn't really even know the neighborhood I lived in. 4. The corner we found my father on after a diabetic shock. 5. The alley mommy had us walk through the night papi hit her. I've been writing my whole life, so I think by now everybody's gotten used to the fact that I turn everything into a poem. I've grown up in a family that always tells stories. We very much keep part of our history by like, oh, and let me tell you the story about this time that this happened and this time that this happened. So it's a very natural thing for me. The only thing that's different is that I talk about a lot about addiction and abuse within my family that I think my parents used to really cringe at the idea of.
6. The clinic where I saw my first therapist when I was 12. 7. The parking lot where a drunk papi tried to teach me to drive. 8. The Rite Aid I got banned from for shoplifting. 9. The store that does an ID for beer.
I was really interested in capturing being a child and hanging out on my block and having to take care of my dad through his diabetes and my mom and me getting caught for shoplifting. All these things that you do in your adolescence, you know?
10. The old zoo. 11. Griffith Park and its secret corners. 12. Glendale and a shopping mall. 13. Santa Monica Beach and my two sisters. 14. Papi's old car parked on our block. 15. My body a glowing star within it.
And then to have the moment transform where as a woman and I talk about my lovers.
16. My first love and his hands around me. 17. The jacaranda tree where I cried him out of me. 18. The dead end where I took my next lover. 19. The condom wrappers on the 101.
A city will always change for you once you fall in love in it. And then different parts of the city belong to you and that person that you were in love with. All your lovers kind of wear the same face and it becomes your city.
Fairfax and Melrose. 21, another lover and his car. 22, his hand on my knee down Sunset. 23, the apartment in Culver City. 24, the breakup in Westwood. 25, in Hollywood. 26 on Broadway.
I have a poem that says all of my poems are about love, how I write about my parents, how I write about being bilingual, El Salvador, my body, my dad, his alcoholism, him dying, my grief.
27, the hospital in East LA. 28, the two fetuses it kept. 29, California hospital. 30, my father it kept.
And at the core of all of that, it's this immense love that I feel for the places I belong to and the people that I belong to.
31, the grief I left everywhere. 32, what this city takes. 33, what this city gives.
What this city takes and what this city gives, right? And it's taken so much from me. Like, I lost my father here. I've had medical scares here. I've miscarried children here.
34, what I cannot forget.
I thought that would be a really interesting thing to take on there. Like, yeah, there's different pockets of LA where my heart got broken or where I felt like immensely in love. And I wanted to talk about that too. And then even then, there's parts of the city where like death found me in different ways. And so all of that happened as I got older. And that's what I wanted to show, that pain and hurt and joy and love find us in different ways throughout the years in different parts of the city.
35, who I was before I knew what I know now, before these palm trees ever loved me back.
Jessica Salgado is an LA-based poet. Her first book, Corazón, is out now. Jessica Salgado's love poem to Los Angeles was produced by Sayer Quevedo. The Latino USA team includes Fernanda Chavarri, Andres Caballero, Antonia Cerejido, Maggie Freeling, and Janice Yamoka. Our senior editor is Marlon Bishop. Our engineers are Ginny Montalvo, Stephanie LeBeau, and Cornelius McMoyler. Our fellows are Maya Cueva and Jesse Alejandro Cottrell. Our intern is Reese Williams. Our production manager is Natalia Fidelholtz. And if you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by LatinoUSA.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again next time, and in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media. Ciao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by Carnegie Corporation, promoting the advancement of knowledge and understanding. The W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first. And Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at www.hsfoundation.org.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, high school basketball in 1930s Texas. A Mexican-American high school wins the city championship game. But
the assistant coach grabbed him, dragged him out, put him in his car, and said, just lay down on the floor. And all he could hear was, let's get Tony, let's get Tony.
That's next time on Latino USA.
I'm Linda Holmes. There's more stuff to watch these days than you can ever get to. That's why we make Pop Culture Happy Hour. Twice a week, we give you the lowdown on what's worth your time and what's not. Find Pop Culture Happy Hour on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts.